Praise the Lord. You happy to be out tonight? Amen. Before we open the service, I would just like to say I appreciate me and my family, all the prayers and all that you did for the family. And we don't deserve it, but I just thank you for it and appreciate it. And as I've said before, there's just something about when you're there and you see your fellow brothers and sisters from here that arrive. It just overwhelms you with such a compassionate love that I just have a hard time explaining. But we appreciate it. I just wanted to let everybody know I thank you for that. Let's all stand. Gracious Heavenly Father, truly, Lord, how we just love and appreciate you so much. Many times, Lord, we don't feel worthy. Love of your love and your mercy and your grace that you show unto us. But Lord, we're thankful that you have chosen us, Lord, and that you've extended your love and your mercy and grace unto us. In an hour when so many people are walking in darkness, Lord, but here we have light. Light in this gross darkness around us, Father. And it's only by your grace and mercy. It's nothing in ourselves that we can do or brag, but Lord, we just thank you, Father, for it. And we just pray, Lord, tonight as we come, that, Lord, may our hearts be open, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, and to hear the word that you've laid on our brother's heart. And Lord, just pray that you just bless each and every one of us and just have your way in the service, we ask. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated. If you turn your capstone books over to page 91, just a little while. Truly that day's coming, saints. One of these days. Amen. Soon this life will all be over, and our pilgrimage shall end. Soon we'll take our heavenly journey, be at home again with friends. Heaven's gates are standing open, waiting for our entrance there. Some sweet day we're going over, all the beauties there to share. Just a little while to stay. Just a little while to wait. Just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this world so full.
This world's a full of will press into our bosom over in the promised land. Then we'll be at home forever throughout all eternity. What a blessed, blessed morning that eternal just a little while to stay here, just a little while to wait, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight, just a little more of trouble in this world so
turn over to page 94. I believe he's coming back like he said. Do you believe that? Amen. Some people from the Lord are running. They say that he's not coming, but they don't understand what the word said of that day. Just a fable, but I know the Lord is able to fulfill the work he come back today. Yes, I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe that a voice is gonna sound so loud one day. Heavens and earth will pass away, but his word will never fail. Amen. What a promise to hold on to. Amen. Let's turn over to page 86. He set me free. Once like a bird in prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow. Appreciate him. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Brother Sells, will you come and take the offering tonight? Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, we're so appreciative for, Lord, your goodness and grace in our lives. Lord, truly, when we can sing that song from the bottom of our hearts,
amen.
You set us free.
Yes, dear
free
Lord.
From sin, Lord, and just, oh, Lord, it's just so wonderful. Lord, your
amen.
Word as it comes forth, and Lord, you grant to us revelation. Lord, how joy it puts in our hearts. And we're
amen.
So appreciative and so thankful. Lord, as we come to this portion of the service, Father, we ask that you would just bless us all.
Yes, dear Lord.
Father, multiply it, Lord, that it may meet every need that
yes.
we have here. Lord, that you may be glorified in everything we do and say.
Amen.
We ask this, and we thank you for it. In your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Born again, free from sin. Amen. Born again, I'm free from sin. I'm happy night and day. Oh, it makes me shout. Changes he's made in my life and all that he's done. I just love him and appreciate him for that. How many has a need upon your heart tonight? Up raising your hand. Brother Jim, will you take the prayer request?
Lord, we thank you for another opportunity.
Yes, dear Lord.
Sing these precious songs, Father, and saints. And Lord, we just ask now for your mercy on the hands that
yes.
went up. Bless them, Lord, whatever they
need. Yes, dear
be.
Lord.
And Lord, the ones that are sick, still out.
Yes.
Bless them, Lord. Bring them back to us. May your word have its brilliance now in our
yes.
lives. In Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Anyone have a special night you'd like to come and sing? Brother Tim?
We just sing page 26 in our blue leaf there.
I have to start now. I don't know if I know this one.
On top of Mount Zion is a city, girt with glory it doth fill.
Yeah.
sitting on the hill. Oh, that city, oh, Mount Zion. Though a pilgrim, yet I love thee still. I'm a leaning through the ages. When I reach that city on the hill, so I'll stay here until my Savior calls.
Scriptures about that city, but you just can't imagine what it's going to be like when it finally comes down and you get to see it, and not only see it but enter into it. Oh, praise Amen. The Lord. Does anybody else have another special you'd like to sing tonight?
What about 308?
I don't think I know this one. And your grace and the love that you had for us. Oh, how we just worship you and praise you tonight. And just want to thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Let us all stand as we ask our brother to come and bring forth the word that the Lord's laid on his heart. Let's just sing that little chorus, I love him. Amen.
I love him.
just bow our heads. Precious, precious Lord, how wonderful it is to be gathered here again this evening. And Lord, to feel the sweetness of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, when we hear these little songs and sing these little songs, such powerful meaning in them, Lord. Father, when we begin to sing about the place to where we're going, and we sing about these things, Lord, help us to remember where you brought us from. So many times, Lord, we forget where you brought us from. But Lord Jesus, we appreciate your love. We appreciate your grace and your mercy in our life. Because we truly can see where we'd be without that. As we've gathered here again this evening now, we are asking, Lord, once more that you'd speak to our hearts through the Word of God. That not, Lord, we've gathered here to listen to a man, but we've come here, Lord, to listen to your Word. And are asking that your Word would be placed down in our heart by the Holy Spirit. That each one of us could search our own life, Lord, and make sure everything's just exactly the way you want it to be. And we appreciate these opportunities, Lord. We think of maybe someday we won't be able to gather here, Lord. So we appreciate these opportunities you give us. We ask now that thy will be done, and bless us, Lord. And each one of us just want to commit ourselves to you. In your precious holy name, we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Isn't it a privilege to be gathered here again this evening? Amen. And it's good to see this many here. I'd like to preach two or three services tonight, or messages. Amen. Maybe catch you while most of them's here. But no, we understand, you know, things come up and you know, I'm going to make sure I tease Brother Pitts a little bit about this when he gets back. Lord willing, if I don't forget, I'm going to blame it on him. Because we came out of the restaurant from eating when Brother Smith was here. And he was coming out, and Brother Pitts said, "Have you had a cold yet this winter, Brother Steve?" And I said, "Nope, not the first one, by God's grace." And here he ends up sick, and I did too. You know, I thought, boy, the devil pounced on that one, you know. You mean I missed him too? We'll make sure we get him, you see. Amen. But God's grace, we're feeling good. Amen. I never did get a cold. I had the other problems. Amen. But maybe I shouldn't have said that, huh? No, that old devil, he's a good adversary. You know, like Brother Bram said, that old sister says, you know, can't say something good about somebody. You know, don't say nothing, but he said, even the devil's good, you know, he's a good adversary. All right, let's turn our Bibles, if you'd like to, the book of Revelation and the third chapter. Amen. Are you happy to be back? Amen. This feels good, doesn't it? Praise the Lord. Revelation 3, and let's begin here at the 14th verse. Read another, again, very familiar scripture. Amen. It's something the Lord laid on my heart this afternoon because, again, I really didn't want to go into my message, the main message, to maybe Lord willing this Sunday we'll be able to. All righty. "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." May God bless reading his word, and you may be seated. Now, a little something I'd like to draw on this evening, what I want to speak on, and just felt led the Lord to do so. Something I've been praying about, and something a brother talked to me about, some different things. But I want you to notice here again, of course, we read the scripture, but let's just catch this here. Because thou sayest, 17th verse, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Now, wouldn't that be a terrible condition, I should say, to be in? To sit there and say we need nothing, and yet, when the way God sees things, we need something, you know? Because again, as we mentioned the scripture many times, because I want to make sure people don't forget it, but it sure is not wise to measure ourselves up by ourselves. It's not a wise thing to do. The only thing we should ever do is measure ourselves up by the Word of God, you see. And that's when we come in here, we do that. We measure ourselves up by the Word, you see. And that's what we'll do tonight again. But he says here, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? And I looked up original Greek on this. Poor is lacking in the spirit or lack Christian virtues. Why? There's something in that. To not know you're lacking in the spirit or lacking in Christian virtues. And blind, which is a spiritual blindness, not able to mentally recognize God's characteristics. See? Naked or not covered, and one's filth and wickedness is open before God. Now think of that. And to think a people would be in that condition, to not be able to recognize it, and yet be lacking. And how we should guard against this last day spirit that's going on. Where we couldn't recognize, you know, maybe we wouldn't be able to recognize something going on in our life that wouldn't please God. And yet we would feel we were so spiritual, you know, because as he said, I knowest thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, so it's not, you're not cold to where you have nothing, but yet not hot to where in a place where it's pleasing in God's sight. But just in that middle position, that's when a person can think everything's all right, and yet it isn't all right. You know, it's a bad situation to be in, a bad condition to be in. You know, to think people could be like that. And thinking about this, and when he says here about that poor, lacking in the spirit, and lacking in the virtues, Christ-like virtues, that's so serious to not realize that. And sometimes, you know, I wonder if we don't recognize that we really don't love our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we may think we do, but I wonder if we really do love them. Really do, you know? How could a person do that? You know? To think mentally that they love their brother and sister in Christ, but yet their mouth speaks from the abundance of the heart. You see? Now remember something. You have to think something before you speak it. Is that right? Absolutely. You have to think something before you speak it. Now let me ask you something else. Is there anybody sitting here that is perfect in everything you do? Nobody here. Nobody. None of us do anything perfect. But it is so easy when somebody doesn't do something perfect for us to say something about it. You know? Or to be quick to run them down to be quick to criticize them. You know? Criticize what they're doing. And not afraid to talk to others about it. And not say nice things to your other brother. Maybe what you've seen your other brother do. You know? As I've said many, many years ago, and proved it scripturally, whenever you see people like that, their own life's a mess. Because they're always trying to make somebody else look bad to make themselves look good. So kind of just keep that little nugget in your thoughts for a moment. Maybe the bad person's me. Maybe the bad person's you. You see? Not the fellow that's maybe done something that you disapproved of. You see? But sometimes we do things that we show we really don't love each other. But I'll renew your mind of some things here. And remember, these things can only be done by the Holy Ghost. And you will never get anybody to do this without the Holy Ghost. Only the Lord would know himself how many times I've preached messages as though it was never heard and never heeded to, never obeyed. And it wasn't obeying my words, but it was obeying God's word. Because it would be God's word I'd speak, you know. And God only knows how many messages and sermons that would be, you know. But I trust that you will listen to these things tonight. And listen to it closely. And the only way we can really grasp this for us as an individual is we've got to sit there tonight, regardless who we are. I'm the problem. If you don't sit there with that attitude and that thinking, this will never do you any good. So preaching to you personally, yes, I'm preaching to every one of you personally, and I've got fingers pointing back at myself. So there's nobody here that this message isn't for. This is for every one of you. We all lack. We all are short. Every last one of us. Yeah. Every last one of us. Now you can disapprove of how I'm saying this and what I'm going to bring. But it's just you who has to pay the price. If you don't want to be obedient to God's word, that's between you and God. But God gives us these opportunities. And remember, as he said in the last verse I read, and I read it for a reason. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, to repent. You see? Again, now, if we sit here and, he's talking about Brother Henry, talking about Sister Susie, and this, that, and the other. You might as well face reality. You've done lost out. And you wasted your time being here tonight. You may have sang, you may have prayed, you may have done this, that, and the other. But you have totally wasted your time being here tonight. And oftentimes I'm very blunt on how I say things. But if you really, saints, would pay attention to the Holy Spirit and how it handles things, the Holy Spirit is always blunt against sin. I don't care who it is. It's always blunt against sin. You know, I was reading some things again today, and I was thinking, you know, of all things. Now, why did the prophet, now this was after seals were revealed. This was in a message June 28th or something like that. I can't remember the title exactly, so I won't quote it. But Brother Branham was talking about there, and he was talking about Jezebel and the woman with the painted face, you know, paint on her face. And Brother Branham talks about this Jezebel, and then he says, so when you see a woman come with paint over her face, he said, just call her meat for dogs. Now, you imagine the people sitting in that congregation, him say something like that? And Scripture, Jesus called them vipers, snakes in the grass. You know? But sometimes we get so offended if the word comes forth and it steps on my toes personally. You know? And it shouldn't do that. And so many people think that I personally have had somebody tell me things, and then I get up and preach about it. You're mistaken many, many times. Amen. How many times have I been come to in the last couple months and, well, Brother Steve, you didn't understand what happened, and this is why it is, and I didn't know nothing about the situation. You sit there and just told on yourself. Now, did it make a lot of sense? I didn't know what happened in your life. The Holy Ghost knows. Amen. You see? He knows exactly what it is. But yet you immediately point at me and say, you don't know what you're talking about. You didn't know what happened. No, I didn't. Oftentimes I didn't. I didn't know what happened. And nobody told me. But God knows. You see? So don't think it's just me sometimes, you know, in myself and I judged it wrong. Because oftentimes it's not, friends. I may know not a thing about it. But in your mind, you've got in your mind that somebody told me wrong. Now, we used to have a lot of that. Where we come from, there was a lot of that a lot of time. Things misrepresented, things lied about, openly lied about. Things just told. Sometimes it was things just misrepresented, or somebody thought they seen something or thought they heard something, and it wasn't what they heard, you see. But I trust God will help us to not let that ever happen here. And it'd help if we wouldn't be so critical toward each other, you know? Because again, I think we pretty well admitted, didn't we, that none of us do everything perfect. If you think you do everything perfect, I feel sorry for you. Because as long as you're in this flesh, friends, I don't care how good you are or something, there's going to be something you can't do right. Yeah, you can't do it. We'll read Philippians 4 if you want to turn with me. It's up to you. I'll just read this one real quickly. Try not to hold you too long. But Philippians 4 in the 8th verse. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Now remember what I said. You have to think something before you speak it. Is that right?
That's right.
Absolutely you do. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, if we want everything to always come out right, we need to follow those instructions right there. Now, when a person begins to criticize somebody for something that maybe they really even didn't do, but they're being critical to try to downgrade them and to try to make them worse looking than what they are, then there must have been something that wasn't good report. There must have been something that wasn't true. There must have been things that wasn't honest. There must have been something wasn't just. It wasn't pure, you see. Things, it wasn't lovely. There must have been something that we thought that wasn't the way God wants us to think. Because I know I read the scripture, and the scripture is there in front of us. But whether we realize it or not, this is God telling us how he wants us to think.
Amen.
Yes. And if we are criticizing somebody or making somebody else look bad, how can this be manifested in my life? It can't be. Yeah, it cannot be. But again, roll back the curtains of memory. Help me to remember where you brought me from, Lord. If we could all remember where he brought us from, what better shape we would be in. Yeah. But the reason we begin to try to belittle somebody, make them look small, is because we forgot where we came from. You know? That song wasn't sang for just no reason at all. God has a purpose for everything. You see? And that's the way God does things when he's present. Let us not fail to recognize his presence. You see? Let's go on to another one. I'm going to read a quote here out of We Would See Jesus first. July 27, 1962. And there's many quotes on this, but this one kind of just fit, I felt, in the spirit of what the Lord wanted me to read. Paragraph 33, he said, "That's the reason, Christians, I think it's so real tonight, and so that we should live the right kind of life is because there's many people won't take time to read the Bible. But they'll read you. See, you are a written epistle of God. A real, true, born-again Christian is the word expressed again. Because you're written epistles of God, read of all men. What type of person should we be if we know our lives is open?" And he says, living Bible to the unbeliever, see, to express God in our own life. Notice we see he was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now we find out that in Hebrews, you're writing it down, he says, Hebrews 4:12, the Bible said that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the sunder and marrow of the bone, and a discerner of the thoughts that's in the heart. Don't forget that. The Word of God is quicker, more powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it discerns the thoughts even. Now remember, I don't mean to sound like I'm repeating this so much, but we have to think something before we say it. Yeah. So what's our thoughts when we begin to try to run somebody down? And somebody that's really trying hard. And you must remember, the persons you may begin getting ready to criticize may not have the understanding you do. Yeah. They may not understand the Word yet, like maybe you do. And maybe they aren't born again yet. But would I want to run them down because they're not born again? Oh, I should want to try to help them, pray for them. Uphold them before God in prayer. You see? Not belittle them. Say, "Oh, you ain't doing this right and you ain't doing that right." But uphold them in prayer. You see? The Word of God discerns the thoughts that's in your heart. Therefore, God tonight, being the Word, knows exactly what even you're thinking about this very minute. Think of that. Very minute right now, he knows what you're thinking. And he knows what we're thinking when we begin to talk about somebody. Why would we want to talk bad about our brother and sister? I don't understand that. I mean, why would two brothers want to get together and talk bad about this brother? You know? I don't understand that. It just doesn't make sense. Jesus said to the Pharisees, he said, "How can you speak good things, you hypocrites?" He said, "Out of the abundance of the heart speaketh the mouth." See, they were thinking something in their heart and speaking something different with their mouth. So that made them hypocrites. How can you speak good things when out of the abundance of the heart, he skips here a minute, he knowed what was in their heart. Don't you think he still knows what's in our heart? Yeah. I don't care if a sister's mashed potatoes was dry as toothpaste. Why would I ever want to tell another sister them potatoes was nasty? Why would I ever even think of that? Knowing that would hurt somebody. That might have been the best they could do. You know? Why would I want to do that? It doesn't make sense. You know? Well, I've got the right to express my opinion. Well, sometimes it's better off keep your mouth shut. If it would offend somebody or hurt somebody. No? And that little sister might have worked a long time on that meal, you know, and getting things, and she felt it, she tried the best she could and the best way she could do it. Why would I want to run her down and hurt her? You know? Don't make sense. You know? But we complain about so many things. It's so sad. Complain. Complain, complain. That's what the children of Israel done. Amen. And God got fed up with it. But we complain and we complain and complain. And I'm thinking about how we're going to hurt somebody over it. You know? It's really sad when you think about it. How people could get in that condition and know it not. That's sad. But that's the age we're living in. But how we should guard against this last day spirit. You see? He says here, therefore we should never speak anything but what we believe and understand, and let it be pure, undefiled, and holy. And let our conversation be clean and pure. Our thoughts and thinking, and thinking the best things. Wow. Instead of saying to another sister, I didn't like that. That was nasty. I don't know where they got that at. But I'm sure they could have done better than that. Well, so you're Mr. Perfect. Mr. Perfect or Mrs. Perfect. Remember, none of us can do everything perfect. None of us. And let our conversation be clean and pure, and our thoughts thinking the best things, thinking God's thoughts. My, could you imagine what we deserved? And if our Lord Jesus Christ would have thought about us the way we would think about some people? They ain't worth dying for. I ain't going to no cross for that lousy thing. They can't do nothing right. I ain't going to no cross for them. But I thank him, he was long-suffering.
Amen.
So long-suffering. 1 John 4, 20 and 21st verse. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother. Now, hateth, if you look it up, is dislike.
Amen.
To dislike. Dislike his brother, he is a liar. When he says he loved God, but he dislikes his brother or his sister. I don't dislike my brother and sister. Why you always say things bad about them? And I've seen it happen so many times that people would judge people and say things about people and run them down, and they'd done the same or done worse in a short amount of time. Yeah. He says, for he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen. We see each other, right? Absolutely we do. How can he love God whom he hath not seen? If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, he says, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Now, just to refresh your mind, let's renew our minds to what really love is. Y'all know what it is, but let's just renew our minds back to it. 1 Corinthians 13. And I'll use love instead of charity, so make sure, help us grasp it the best we can. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I have become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. In other words, we just make a bunch of noise. And have nothing. But we can sure make the noise. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, we'd think that's a mighty fine person to have the gift of prophecies and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, just think what we'd think about a brother we got here and remove a mountain. And have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long. Sometimes I wonder if we really know what that means. Love suffereth long. When somebody's maybe use the little term, just really trying your patience, or you just really see they're just can't quit what they're doing, or they just can't treat you just the way you want to be treated, or they always seem to be saying something that'd be just not like what you want to be said. Can you keep on suffering it without any ill feelings? Or do we say, I suffered long, my brother, and yet inside just something boils. I can't stand it. Why do they have to do that? Why do they have to do that to me? It's not suffering long. Suffering long is when the thoughts are kept pure and right, kind. Love suffers long and is kind. Now think about that, kind. So instead of talking to somebody else about the chicken, the driver couldn't eat it. Why not say something kind? I'm thankful we had this much food. Yeah. Maybe some of you complain we had too much food. It's now Brother Steve's a hole in my side because there was too much food. He should have never said that. Yeah, I'll be thankful we had food to take home. You see? But it shows we really don't love each other. It shows that there's a hardness in the heart. Kind. Love is kind. Love envieth not, and love vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. You thought your food was better than somebody else's? All puffed up about it? Everybody will like my food. Not afraid to tell somebody that either. Don't like my stuff. Love doesn't puff itself up. Love vaunteth not itself, not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Wow. I wonder if in our attitudes with our brothers and sisters, if we aren't just seeking our own instead of looking what they need or what would help them or a kind word that would encourage them, you know, instead of telling them they can't do it right. You never do anything right. You know? One thing about it, we all are saved by grace. Amen. God's grace. And look where we would be if it wasn't for God's grace. Doth not behave itself as a thing, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Are we easily provoked when by things a brother or sister does to us? Or does it easily rouse up? Do we get really strung out and upset at the least little thing they do? It's not easily provoked. And love thinketh no evil. But rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, regardless how bad it is, how bad it looks, how bad it may look like they're shameless. It bears all things. Amen. Believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. So we ain't got the excuse, but Brother Steve, they didn't do that to you, and they didn't say that about you like they did me. But love endureth all things. All things. They may not sit in their bench there the way you want them to sit. But are you going to get all riled up because they don't sit there the way you want them to sit? We get all riled up because maybe they don't raise their hands to worship. Remember, Numbness does everything perfect. If we could all just remember that little nugget, none of us do everything perfect. I have faults, you have faults, we all have faults. But I thank God for His blood.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm so thankful. Amen. Love never faileth, but whether it be prophecies, they shall cease or fail. Whether it be tongues, they shall cease. Whether it be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Is that amen?
Amen.
Amen. In closing, I'll read this in this beautiful message. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. It's on the wall out there, but I will read it to you again. And I want you to think about this.
Amen.
Okay? Don't let it just be words. Don't let it just be something you already read and you know. Let it be something that's manifested in your life. See? Paragraph 80. Love one another above everything. No matter what the devil tries to say. Now, you're all one great big sweet group now. But remember my warning. Are you going to remember his warning?
Amen.
I trust you will. Satan won't let that stay that way. No, sir. He'll shoot everything. If he has to bring somebody in to make his target, he'll bring some critic. Now, remember, to be a critic, you have to criticize. I wonder how many times we've criticized. Criticize. Maybe, oh, our brother's doing something. Maybe you don't think he's doing something in his home like you want it to be. But maybe you don't know everything he's dealing with.
Right.
You see? You don't know. You may not know how a certain child is having to be dealt with. Well, if it's mine, I'd do this and I'd do that. Now, wait a minute. See, you're perfect in everything you do. Oh my. It's God's grace that the Holy Spirit don't come down and start exposing all of our faults. Because what a mess we would be in. Yeah. He'll bring some critic in or unbeliever in and set him down and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness of things. And then he'll shoot that guy with some kind of a poison stuff. And he'll start through the church with it. Don't you take sides with it. No. Don't you have nothing to do with anything else. No. You stay right loving and sweet and kind to one another. Yeah. Pray for that man that he'll be saved too. Or that woman. Or ever who it is. Just pray for them. And stick one with another.
Amen.
I'm telling you, saints, we're all we got.
Right.
You know? We're all we got. And stay with your pastor. He's the shepherd. And you give him respects. He'll lead you through. Because he's ordained of God to do so. Now, do you remember that? Congregation says amen. I wonder how many of them really remembered that. The enemy will come. And when he does, just cling that much closer together. And the one that the devil is using for an enemy will either get out or come in and be one of you. That's all. Don't never clan among or talk or make yourself clannish. If only everyone sitting in this building would understand that and manifest it. Because there are some clannish ones among us. You have your picks of who you like. I feel sorry for you. But the Holy Ghost knows. When you'll stub your nose up at your own brother and sister sitting in this building, you need Jesus Christ in your life. Think nobody sees it? God sees it.
Amen.
Absolutely. We are one. I couldn't say, left hand, I'm mad at you. I'm going to take you away because you're not my right hand. He's my left hand. I want him to stay there. Even the little tip of my finger, I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body stay right there. And God wants us as a body of believers to stay right exactly with one another, right with one another. Yeah. And now you've got tapes on that. You've got tapes on what we believe. You've got tapes on discipline in the church and how we behave ourselves in the church of God, how we got to come here together and sit together in heavenly places. Don't stay home. If God's in your heart, you can't hardly wait for them doors to open out yonder. How true that is. Yeah. But sometimes I wonder if we don't make every excuse in the world not to be here. You see? Now, God alone knows what I'm talking about. So if you think I'm pointing my finger at you and think I know something about you, that's between you and God. But God does know something. You can't wait for those doors to open out yonder to get in here to fellowship with your brothers. If you don't, and you don't feel that way, then I tell you, it's time you got to pray. Yeah. And if you can't feel that way about every one of your brothers and sisters, that you can't wait to be able to talk to them and fellowship with them and have a few words together, but you feel inside it, the least you're around that person, the better off you are. You need the Holy Ghost. You truly do. I don't care how many years you've served the Lord, you call it, you still need the Holy Ghost. You see? Because we're in the last days. I'm sure we see that, don't we? Satan's going to try all he can to try to dismantle and disrupt God's plan. And what God's dealing with. You see? Because we're in the last days where the Bible exhorted us to much more as we see that day approaching. To love one another with Christian love and divine love. To assemble ourselves together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and love one another. This will all men know that you are my disciples when you have love one for another. That's right. Stay right together. If the brother you think he's a little wrong, or the sister, now let him talk to you. Okay? To just make sure we catch all of us. It all applies to all of us. I'm not going to leave nobody out. I'm not leaving myself out. Everybody's included in this. If the brother you think he's doing a little wrong, or a sister, say, Lord, don't let me never have the root of bitterness spring up. Oh my. But you don't understand, Brother Steve, what that sister has done to me. You don't understand. That sister you may be thinking that about, friend, may not yet have the Holy Ghost. But guess what? With thoughts like that, you don't either. Now, who's better? Huh? Neither one of them's any good, are they? You see? Don't never have that root of bitterness spring up, because it'll affect him or her. And it'll take Christ out of my life. That poison acids of malice and jealousy and hatred. Yeah. That will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It will run him from the tabernacle here. Yeah. It'll kill the Spirit of God or drive it away from here. I want to see that, saints. No. It'll hurt your pastor. It'll do everything. See, he says, don't do that. You just wax that much closer together and draw up. Take the buckle, as the brother testified, a minister here the other night, about having a buckle, seeing it in a vision. that buckles on the whole armor of God. Just pour it on and tighten up. Move right up close to one another. Love one another anyhow. And talk nice about one another. Say nice things about one another. And then God will bless you. Amen?
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
I honestly do. I believe it with all my heart. And I've seen it in the past happen. I know God keeps his words. You see? So, as the old saying is, if you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say nothing at all. And make sure your thoughts is right. Then you'll be able to say something nice. Oh, I'd have to really hunt, Brother Steve, say something nice. Well, maybe you need Jesus Christ in your life. And then maybe you'll find the nice things. Yeah. Absolutely. Won't you sisters come to the instruments, please? Another, just a little word of wisdom. And something to understand. And I don't want any of these elderly people to take it offensively. But all of us young whippersnappers that think we're so smart and think we're so good and so perfect, you just remember something. If the Lord tarries, you're going to get old too. And there'll be times maybe you don't think just right. There may be times you don't do things just the way you could or used to be when you was younger. But just remember, be careful what you think and what you say. Because as the old saying is too, you may have to one day eat your words. Long-suffering, kind. He didn't require it when just things was going smooth. But he requires it when things is really going bad. And nothing seems to be going right. And people just seem to be not doing something the way they should. It's still required. It endureth all things. Amen to the word. I trust that we will, and that's a message we could go a long time on. But I believe I've said enough to make you think and trust that we'll never give Satan the opportunity to get our midst and be critical toward each other. Yeah. But be loving and kind and understanding that we will be pleasing in God's sight and God will bless us. I don't know about you, but I want all the blessings I can get from God.
Amen.
Every blessing I can possibly get. Because I need him.
Amen.
Amen. I'd hate to think I had to walk this life without Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let us all stand. And let's sing that little chorus again we sang there right before I came up. What was the title of that? Or do you know what page it was on? Yeah, what page was that on? 308. Okay. Amen. Page 308. Roll back the memories, yes, remind me. Help me, brothers, on that.
All the things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus, let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Oh, roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where.
I could have been all mine. Remember, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hands, oh Lord. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to carry my stead. Why He loved me, I cannot. Oh my, hallelujah, glory. Roll back, hallelujah. Memory now and then, show me where You brought me from and where I could have been. Yes, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, sing that last verse one more time. Brother Timothy, come up, dismiss us. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. Oh, hallelujah. They were in His hands, hallelujah.
Sing that little chorus, I won't walk without Jesus. Amen. I won't walk without Jesus. I won't talk without Jesus. I refuse to live one day as before. Message we just heard, may it stick in our hearts. In my heart, I pray it sticks greater. And you know, we, as he read the plaque that's hanging back there on the wall, how many times we should read that. Yes. Daily, weekly. Amen. And remind ourselves where we've come from. Amen. what God's done for us.
Amen.
You know, we're so little. Yes. And sometimes we begin to think we're so big.
Oh, God.
But God, help us to be humble.
Yes.
And to be what you would have us be, Lord. And to watch our guard our tongues. You know, I was thinking coming down the road, I didn't know if I was going to have to minister or not. And just thinking about the mirror of God's word.
Yes.
And tonight we've looked into it.
Amen.
We've stood in front of it, each one of us, and had to weigh ourselves. The reflection that the word has pointed out tonight, did we see Christ's reflection in that mirror?
Amen.
Or did we see our own?
Oh, God.
And we have to be honest with ourselves, and that goes with every word of God.
Amen.
If you know, if you'll notice when Brother George was here and he was speaking about the prophet, and if you've watched the testimonies of Brother Branham, you'll see here many of them say, I seen God in that man.
Yes,
can they say the same about you and I?
Oh,
and it's truly something we each one must check our lives up with. Each day, not just here at church, but every day, every place I go, is the mirror of God's word a reflection in my life. Lord, make it greater in me, I pray. Amen. Thank the Lord for his precious word and the precious opportunity to be here. Amen. He's so wonderful. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, you are the all-seeing eye that's watching us. And Lord, how you know each and every heart that's gathered here tonight. And Lord, we're so thankful for your precious word. Lord, as I was thinking also coming down the road, it never disappoints. And Lord, if in the natural, I knew that if I could get home on this certain night, that somebody was going to be there to give me something I really needed. Maybe I need money and somebody's going to be there to give me $1 million. Or maybe I'm a farmer and I really need a tractor. I knew somebody was going to be there to give that to me if I would just get there that night. And Lord, I was thinking of the scripture as we was the mirror of your word, Lord, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Lord, if we really knew that tonight what was on the plate was for me, Lord, something I really needed, Lord, as we sang earlier about that city on the hill, and I believe you're coming back just like you said. Lord, how much greater the desire would be to make sure we was where that platter was sitting.
Amen.
And Lord, may that truly burn in our hearts.
Oh, yes.
But Lord, you have what we have need of. And Lord, it's here every service.
Oh,
and Lord, may the desire and the hunger of our heart be to be where it's at, Lord, that you would feed us and give us what we have need of. Lord, take our lives in your hand. Forgive us, Lord, for our slothfulness.
Yes.
And Lord, the places that we lack. But Lord, give us the grace and the mercy to overcome. And Lord, to be a true reflection of what a Christian should be in this last age. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Pray that you'll continue to be with those, Lord, that may still be dealing with sickness. Touch their bodies, Lord, and raise them up. And Lord, if it be your will, bring us all together Sunday morning. If you should tarry and it be your will. And Lord, let us feed on your precious word. And Lord, we'll say amen to it, Lord, whatever it is. And let it do the work that's needed in our lives. We thank you, Lord, and we ask it all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that little chorus. I'll say amen to Jesus as we go. I'll say amen to Jesus. Amen all the time. Amen in sorrow. Yes to God forever. He knows what's best for me. Amen. And so I'll just say amen, whatever it may be. Amen. May the, yes. You know, sickness sometimes just shows us where we stand. It's easy to talk, as our brother said, when we're healthy. And this has not nothing to do with our sister, but, you know, I thought I had dodged the bullet. Thought I'd got by and slid through, as our brother is talking about having colds. I had it all, colds, everything a body can get. I think I had it all in 1 week. So, you know, God knows all things. But how appreciative we ought to be for our health. And, you know, I deal with a lot of people and see a lot of people and hear a lot of stories from people that are just like you and I. You know, cancer, diseases, life struggles that's just beyond imagining. And they don't have the Lord to hold them. But how grateful we ought to be every day. The things we've got's just borrowed. They're not ours. And maybe the Lord gives us a little few extra blessings, and maybe we've got a little more than somebody across the street might have, or over there on that side. But it can all be gone in a flash, and I pray that if it is, that I can be like Job was. Amen. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed Amen. Be the name of the Lord. Amen. You know, as we grow older, you begin to realize I'm not old by no means, but I'm getting older than I used to be. And I can start to see my father in myself, as I used to say. I ain't going to be that way when I get to be his age. Well, you do. It's nature.
Transcended
down. But you know, God knows all about us. But let's make sure that with every breath we've got, let's be thankful for all things and never fail to praise Him. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're dismissed.